called home Israel. We do greet you in the mighty name of Yahweh, in the precious Tikvah, the hope of Yahshua HaMashiach, the Lamb of Israel. Here's a dynamic message of Torah teaching and revelation of the power of Yahshua HaMashiach. May your heart delight in this truth in Yahshua's mighty name.
Israel cried hallelujah. 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 Look to your neighbor and say, my friend, may Yah speak to you in Yahshua. Shalom. Hallelujah. You may be seated. For it is the excellence of the mighty name of Yahweh, the Most High of Israel, that created all things, and that hath granted unto us the entrance into the kingdom, that we may know Him, with our sins being pardoned. We are free from the bondage of sin and darkness, because Yahshua has made us free. And whom the Son makes free, they are liberated to obey Yahweh, to please Him in all things. For their mind, their conscience is upon the Most High. In their labor, in their trials, in their agonies, in whatever circumstance presents itself unto them, they trust in the Most High, Yahweh Almighty. For the strength of one's own resolve, it will always destroy one. It has no power to deliver you. For man has said within his own conscience, I will alleviate myself from this practice. I will stop doing it. And he has no power to do so. Although his mind is committed, he will always revert back to those tendencies. It's only by the liberation of Yahshua the Lamb that we are free, that we can declare boldly that I can do all things through Yahshua. For He is the strength of Israel. He is the power of Almighty Yah to give Israel the strength of the Most High. We have the innate traits of Almighty Yah. For Yahshua, He has come to deliver unto us the life of the Torah of Yahweh. And that's why we as Israel, we must hear, O Israel, the mitzvah, the commands of life, to understand the tenets of life. As we began on this message some weeks ago, we must hear the mitzvah, the tenets of life. We know that the foundational principle of that all is that we must give understanding to the wisdom of Almighty Yahweh. So Israel, hear the mitzvah, the tenets of life, the tenets that will produce life, the Haya, the Ha of Yah. There's a liveliness of the power of Yahshua that dwells in us. We do not have this lively hope, this lively tikvah. That's why we become so dismayed. That's why we are an unhappy generation. That's why we are grievous, because sin is always present. And sin is the dominant thing. And so our lives are miserable. And life does not convey that. The life of Yah does not convey that. There is something in our own lives that impede us from enjoying the Haya, the liveliness or the robustness, the power of this witness of Yah that sustains us. He becomes real. He's a reality. And when we think on Him, it causes the issues of our love to be ignited. And it excites us. We become engrossed with our Abba. And when Yahshua is not alive in us, when this testimony is not real, we become as dead men. We give ourselves over on to the pleasures of sins, and wickedness against Yahweh. And that's why the nations of the world are in the predicament they are in. And the seed of Israel must be tried by a fire to consume away the dross of wickedness that they have hid within their lap, that they will sin against the Most High. That they will defy His mitzvah of life. Yahshua speaks unto us the elements of the mitzvah, the commands of Yah that will produce the longevity, the excitement, the robustness of His Hayah in us. And when the power of that living truth does not speak unto you, it is because He is not the lively stone in the depths of your inward parts. He is not the principal stone. He is not the cornerstone of your life, whereby you build the mitzvah of life upon. You land the principles and the tenets of life upon things that are canker-eaten. They are corrupt. They are false things. They're not based on the principles of Yahweh. Once you begin to base it on that, you have a corrupt life. You have a perverted life. Your life is full of stench. It's full of vileness. There is no robustness. There is no energized mindset at all. Period. Because the mind is perverted. It is corrupt. And out of corruption, it will produce those seeds that are corrupt. Out of a lively seed will always come a lively production of that seed. When the seed is prepared and is taken care of right, it's going to produce a healthy crop, not an unhealthy crop. An unhealthy crop, the worms, the bugs, and the viruses consume them. What are the viruses that's consuming us away from Yah? It is the stench of our own wickedness, our corruption. It is the vileness of our own iniquitous ways that have created diseases in our minds, in our hearts, in our inward parts. Yah commanded Israel, do not learn the ways of the heathens. Keep my mitzvah and you will live. You learn the ways of the heathens, you're going to die. And we as Israel, we have learned to emulate the heathens in all of their practices. We live like the heathens. We act like the heathens. We dress like the heathens. We model our minds after the heathens. We model our affairs after the heathens. We model our desires after the heathens. And we know that the only thing before the heathens are gods. And we have incorporated the gods into the power of the kingdom worship of Almighty Yah. And that's why we are sickly. That's why we are unhealthy. Our minds are not healthy. When our minds are not healthy, our bodies are not healthy. And when our bodies are not healthy, our energized desire for Yah, that is not healthy. So we find ourselves removed. We find ourselves separating. We find ourselves in a dismal circumstance. Why? Because the mind is not healthy. And the reason the mind is not healthy, you have laid a law or a Torah in your mind that is not based upon the mitzvah of life. And we must hear, Israel, the mitzvah of life and get understanding of the wisdom that Yah speaks unto us. It is not based upon in your childish frivolity. It's not based upon your little emotional immaturity, but it's based upon the profound acts of Yah. It's based upon the profound manifestation of the power of Yahshua. And so we find ourselves a people that's unhappy because Yahshua is not, he is not the expression of our countenance. When Yahshua is the expression of our countenance, it is a lively countenance. When Yahshua is the expression of our countenance, it is one that is lively. It is a lively countenance. For it is the lively word of Yah, or Yah's countenance shine upon Israel. Yah's countenance, one of liveliness, he is alive. He is the higher of high. He is the higher, the liveliness, the robustness, the continuation of life. He is that. And he has made known unto Israel the power of that. In Yahshua the Lamb. We will not hear the misvah of life. And that is what it commanded us as we began this teaching, this preaching, whatever we want to call it. As I began from first Baruch, hear Israel, Shemak, allow your conscience to receive and your mind to be impregnated with the misvah of life. We've allowed our minds to be impregnated with every kind of vowel seed, zira, there is. And there's one thing about a seed. It is going to produce fruit. I don't care if it's a grass seed. I don't care if it's a weed seed. I don't care what it is. Fruit is going to come. There is something that is going to come alive out of that zira. We have eaten from the tables of swines. We have eaten from the table of our own putrefied desires that are vile and filthy. We have substantiated our own wickedness, our unclean practices, and we have justified them in the sight of Yah, and they're still wicked. We have justified our own corrupt behavior, our own wicked attitude, and we have sodded our minds with every kind of vile seed that is imaginable unto man. And so what we find coming out is every kind of corrupt thing. Every kind of thing that is vile, that is full of stench, that we stink, our presence stink, our attitudes stink, our persona stink, our visage stink, our actions stink, our countenance stink. We ought to have a sweet smelling savor, countenance of Yahshua the Lamb. That emanates from Israel, and it ought to be a savor. Smell that one savors. It's nothing like a savoring smell, is it? You want to smell the aroma of that. It smells refreshing. It ignites certain things in your mind, doesn't it? It causes certain things to be ignited in you. It causes certain actions, and your attitude is shaped by that aroma. And the reason your attitude is dismal, it is hellish, it is wicked, because you're smelling the stench of your own guttrified, putrefied stench that flow from the issue of your belly. And so it doesn't produce anything that is worth savoring. It's full of stench and wickedness. Hallelujah. And so we must have our minds and our hearts transformed by the word of Yahweh. You're not going to be changed any other way but by hearing the word of Yah. Your resolutions amount to nothing. Your constitution is based upon a fragile agenda. And your agenda is corrupt because it is one that is selfish to me, myself, and I. We that of Israel, we do all things to please the Abba. As Yahshua did all things to please him, then we must do it ourselves. You're doing things to please you. And you will never be satisfied. Because your love is corrupt. The heart of man can never be satisfied. It can never be full. Neither can hell, nor the grave. Neither can your heart be satisfied. And what you must do, allow the word of Yah to cut out that stony heart. To cut out that old dismal, wicked, stony heart. Let him put a heart in there that is pliable. A heart of flesh. What heart? The heart of Yahshua. The word of Yah made flesh. And the word of Yah will make a heart in Israel. To ahava, to love him. To stand on the tenets and the principles of the Torah of life. We have stood on the tenets of the Torah of death. I want to read out of the book, The Stroll of Life. A man, Solomon, that had everything that one could imagine. Above all, he had the wisdom of Yah. And so the other little trinkets of life, that is why in Scripture, in Apocrypha, it tells us that wisdom is greater than the riches of gold, rubies, and every precious stone. And because Solomon had that, Yah said, because you desire the profoundness of my wisdom, the things that you did not ask for, I'm going to grant them unto you. Now, it is opposite of that today. The wicked are asking, but they're not asking for the wisdom of Yah. They don't want understanding of the wisdom of Yah. And Yah has laid down to us a tenant unto us, or tenants that will produce life. His mitzvah, his Torah, his statutes, his aura, his ordinance. He has laid that down for Israel. Nothing has produced life at all. So the religious whore tells you to get things. And then in the process of getting that, then there will be a maturation of knowledge that will proceed. Not so. Wisdom is principle unto Israel. But in order to understand the tenets of life, you must get understanding. You must understand the wisdom of Almighty Yahweh. And if we do not understand that, we are going to be a people that is dismal, depressed, and oppressed. Our minds will suppress us. There will not be any liberty to worship the Abba in the Ruach of His living truth that quickens us, or in the power of His Imat. The way that He commands us to shana, to worship Him. And so we will all have this fractured type of assembling with every kind of corrupt thing controlling your mind and not the mitzvah of life. Here, O Israel, here, Shemach, perceive that Yah is speaking to you. Hear the mitzvah, the tenets of life. And in all of your diligent search and desire, desire understanding of this wisdom of the tenets of life that Yah grants unto Israel. When one finds that, then he rejoices. One has the expression of Yah in the inward parts, because Yahshua is alive and He's real. He is real. Yes, Yah is real. He's real in my nephesh. Oh, I can feel Him. I can sense Him. Something is wrong when Yah is not real. When the lively stone Yahshua is not lively in you. Something is twisted in your mind and in your spirit. Hallelujah. Solomon says unto us in Mishlei chapter 4 verse 20. This is the wisdom of Yah, speech, as it utters forth from the mouth of Solomon, as he speaks unto us, Israel, that we will be obedient unto the tzaddik, or the righteousness of Yah, and that we depart from the presence of those that despise Him. Scripture says, when you discern that you're dealing with the fool, that you are flee from the presence. When you understand that one is a fool, and there's a reason why. It is in the book. It's either that Yahweh is going to play around with us, or He means business. It's either it's going to be our way or His way. It's going to be His way or the hell's way for you, my friend. And that's the bottom line. He speaks unto us in Mishlei 4. And verse 20, Yah, the wisdom of Yah identifies us, my son, my binah, my children, my elect, my call. And He commands us to attend unto my words, attend to the wisdom of Yah. Attend, give diligently unto the speech of Yah. Cause your ears to hear what Yah speaks unto you. So attend unto the speech or the admonishment, the direction, the reproof of Yah. Attend. Give attention unto it. It was one thing in the military that when the drill sergeant had an important message, he would say to all the soldiers, attention! You knew you had to stand erect. You had to stand in position. And you all had to look directly at the drill. And the reason for that attention, because there was a sober message that was being conveyed unto us. When they said at ease, then the conversation became lackadaisia. But when he commanded attention, every ear, every eye were pierced on the one that was speaking unto them. And so when the word of Yah speaks to you, you must give attention. You must give your mind, your thought. You must give your energy to hear the contents of what Yah is speaking. And when our minds are corrupted and diseases are eating away at our minds and our lives, we don't hear Him. That's why there you, the city, your mind fluctuate. It's like a pancake. Here, there, around here. Worldly, sensual, wicked, unclean. There's no attentiveness. Attend to hear what Yah says. So the mind is just like the mind of a child. It fluctuates back and forth here and there. So we don't hear. He says, attend to the excellence of wisdom and incline, relax, allow your ear to hear my saying. Listen now. Let them not depart from your eyes, from your ruach. Do not let the speech of Yah depart from your inward parts. And that is what the eyes are. If we are singleness of eye, we cannot be dual of eye. We must have a single eye. We are led by the ruach of Yah. He says to us, and let them not depart from your ruach. Keep them in the midst of your lev. You keep the instructions of Yah in your mind. You keep the thought of Yahshua in your mind. You do not let them depart. And we are people that allow the word of Yah to depart from us. And the reason why, because it's not valuable. Can I show us an analogy? If you had a nice little size of a piece of money, you would think about that often. You got 5,000 in the bank. You're constantly reminded you got $5,000-$6,000 in the bank. That is the truth. And yet we have the riches of the kingdom. We have the riches of the Almighty One. And our minds are not reminded unto Him. Our ears are not inclined to hear what He says. You know something is wrong with us. You know we are shallow. We are so juvenile that we can be led by anything. You know how your own mind leads you up? It leads you into your emotional tirades. Hallelujah. It leads you into this superficial type expression. It leads you into phonyism and all of that. It leads you into lies. It leads you into falsifying. Your own wicked mind does that. It's not the mind of someone else. It's your own corruption. Why? Because the seed is there. It's almost difficult to eradicate the gardens of weed. That's why you must constantly give attention unto the weeds in the garden. You cannot do it. I don't care how your soil is. I don't care how rich it is. The richer, the more things are going to grow. You cannot do that. And because our minds are rich in the worldly things and not the things of the mitzvah of Yah, the tenets of Yah that produce life, we produce this kind of a super surreal soil that produces every kind of vowel seed it is. Everything grows in our minds. It is like a culture dish. Every kind of thing that is unclean and vile, everything that is superficial and false against Yah grows in our minds. Our thoughts are not upon the things of Yah. This is life. This is the Hayah of Yah. Whether we receive it or not, whether we acknowledge it or not, it is still His Himat. I will show us in the book, as Bishop would say, you keep them in the midst of your lap. You know what you keep in the midst of your mind. You know what things you keep in your mind. You know what you keep in your mind. You know what petty things you keep in your mind. And that's the way Israel is. They keep such things that produce nothing but death and hell. They can remember 1 year ago, but they can't remember the message on last Shabbat. They can't remember the exaltation of the word on yesterday. If anyone exalted any word to them. Because the mind is so carnal, it produces a carnal seed. But a mind is spiritual, it produces a lawful seed that produces life. And because the mind is so carnal, it produces this kind of corrupt seed that only thing it is tear that poisons the pure seed of Yah. And because you have so much tear in your life, you cannot hear the word of Yah. It doesn't correct you. It doesn't speak to you. And so you allow the seed of Yah to dwell in the midst of your heart. Why? Listen, verse 22. For they are high. They are life. The word of Yah is life to those that find them. Those that find the tenets of Yah, the tenets of life, the tenets of His wisdom, it is life to them. And look at this. And look at what Yah uses here, Solomon. And he says, and it is mapei. It is health to the flesh. And that marpeh is the medicine of Yah. It is the healing of Almighty Yahweh. It is the pleasantry. It is the delightfulness. When you find what is that is not delightful, and one that is not pleasant, they have no marpeh. They have not the health of Yah. Why? Because they have not found the wisdom of the word of Yah. Tenets in their lives are based upon the corrupt things. That's what it says. This is what the book says. How do you know that, preacher? Because I search things out. I'm that ignorant. I want to understand what Yah is trying to speak to me through the living power of Yahshua in the book. So I'm that ignorant and I'm that unlearned that I must search it out to the final acknowledging of what it is trying to display unto me. I will read that again. For the word of Yah, for the wisdom of Yah, for the instructions of Yah, the Musa, for they are life, for they are high, Hayah. It is the expression of the living power of Yah, for they are life, to those that find them. Hear, Israel, the mitzvah of life. We must hear the mitzvah of life, the tenets that produce life. And they are mapei, they are health. They are the healing strength of Yah. They are the cure of deliverance. That is what the mapei of Yah is. The mapei. It is the healing health. When their mind is healthy, then their actions are healthy. When your mind is dismal, you're going to look that way. You're going to respond that way. You're going to act that way. Your physical expression will look that way. When your mind is sick, then you're going to express that. There are times, as I thought this morning, I've seen people that were deadly sick and ill on their bed and dying. And there will be those that walk and say, even though they're sick, they look so well. You've never heard that expression? Even though one is sick, even though one has an incurable disease, yet you can look upon them and see the mapei. You can see the healing power and the deliverance of Yah. You can see the assurance of Yah upon that one. I've seen that. You've seen the mapei of Yah. So when a man finds the tenets of his Hayah, of his heart, you will find the mapei. Why? Because the mapei, it is the healing, curing power of a man's mind that represents the very body of Yahshua the Lamb. And our bodies don't represent that. It represents this corrupt nature that is in us. Why? Because we don't seek For the Siddiq of Yah. We don't seek for truth. We don't seek for the Shalom. We're seeking every damnable wicked thing it is. And our minds are corrupt and wicked. And that's why we're sickly. You look sickly. We act sickly. There's no strength at all. There's no will to the mind. Your mind is so weak that even your flesh controls every aspect of your mind. That is the truth. It's almost doing something strenuous. And your mind says, oh, I can continue on this. And yet because of the weakness of our flesh, it says no. And we obey the command of the flesh. And that is what has happened. This metaphor spiritually has happened unto us because we fed ourselves with such dainties that are so corrupt that they haven't been healthy for us. And we don't have the mape of Yah, our minds are not healed. The mind of Yahshua was able to endure the trials of hell. That mind was able to go down into the lower parts of Hades, hell, and deliver the keys of life unto Yisrael with assurance. We can't even go down in the midst of our hellish behaviors and deliver us from the bondage of our own attitudes and our actions and our own sickness of diseases. Because the mind is so unstable, so corrupt, it is not the mind of Yahshua. That mind of Yahshua breaks shackles, it breaks bondages, it breaks attitudes, it speaks the healing power of Yah to one's mind, it speaks the mape of Yah, it speaks the strength of Yah. I'm not going to back down on this. Because we're shallow, we're not pursuing this. I'm not going to make excuses for us. I'm going to tell us what the word of Yah says. Our condition is not because we have not learned the ways of Yah. It is because we have not learned the ways of Yah. We have learned the ways of the heathen, your heathen ways, your heathen attitude, your heathen persona. And that's why we have all the diseases of Mizraim, of Mizraim, of Egypt. We are sick like Egypt. And it ought not to be. Yahshua has made us free, and I'm free. The scripture instructs Israel, you learn the ways of the heathens, you better look for the same rewards of the heathens. You don't go the way of the heathens, the same diseases will not come upon you. And so our minds have been shaped about this heathen image. We delight in the things that the heathens speak to us. We allow the heathens to shape our minds instead of the mitzvah of life. That we may have the mape, the health of Yah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Why should Yah have to take this broken body of Yahshua and for our healing? I know that by His stripes we're healed. But if we obey the living Torah, we are healed. We walk in the healing substance of Yah. And that's the truth. I don't care what our conditions are, what we are today. It is still the truth. I don't care if it's David Roberts. I don't care if it's you. That's your problem, my friend. You can blame it on anyone you want to. You are the problem. You are so polluted. You're so clogged up with your own wickedness. You cannot even see how polluted you are. I want y'all to show me. Hallelujah. And He shows me in the book. And the book is my examiner. It examines me constantly. Hallelujah. It is a correction for Israel. That's what the book is. It is the Mushah for Israel. Hallelujah. It is also the Mukah, the fountain whereby we can drink from this book of life, the scroll of life. Our problem is because we have walked in the way of the heathens. We began to walk in the mitzvah, the tenderness of Yah. We will begin to walk in the mape, the health of Yah, the strength of Yah, the assurance of Yah. Why? Because it is all in Yahshua. He tells us to guard or keep. Guard your heart with all diligence. For out of your hearts, for out of it is the Isha. The Isha to Sha'ah. I want to show you what that means now. He said, for out of our hearts, or out of us flow the Isha of what? Life. So if your heart is unhealthy, then what kind of issues are going to flow? It says this. I want to read this. It says in the Toshua. It is simply the issue of our life. It is the source of our life. So if there's an issue of corruption out of you, that's what your life is depending on, a polluted stream. I want to depend on the fountains of Yah, the wholesome tongue, a marpe tongue. That's what I want to depend on. That's where my issue flows from, the issue of the fountain of the living water out of the veins of Emmanuel. And so you have issues in life, and everything about you flows from those corrupt issues. Your own attitude, because you defy the word of Yah. Because you want things to be based upon your principles or your thoughts and your concept and not on the mitzvah of what Yah command. So there's an issue of death that flows from you all the time. You look dead. You look lifeless. There is no esprit in you. There's no jovialness in you. There's no delightsomeness in you. There's no delighting in the things of Yah. There is no joy in the things of Yah. Because you have a corrupt isha, and the spring and the well, the makar that flow from you is a corrupt isha. It is a corrupt spring, and it's not clean. You can tell when someone, when they have a healthy kind of action or deeds in their lives, their skin look healthy. Sure it is. It looks robust and it looks refreshed. It looks clean. Their eyes are clear. The fingernails are not brown and colored and discolored, but they're clean looking. The tongue is not dark and all of that. But everything about them, you can see the health, the mape of you. So it is in the spiritual realm. You look filthy and you look unclean. Why? Because you have learned the ways of the heathens. You love the heathen ways. Whether we like the way I'm preaching, there are those that are sitting out there saying, Todeya. Sister wrote me the other day and said, preacher, Ma can't make it without this. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Sugar kills you, doesn't it? Yeah, just eating sweets all the time is not best for you. Hallelujah. I like the greens because they work me well. They clean me out real well. I like the greens. And the raw, the better they are for me. And so these issues that flow from your own love, they are corrupt. They're not the issues of Yah. They're not based upon the tenets of His mitzvah. They're issues of corruption. Your issues of your own self-pride and your own self-righteousness. The issue of Yah is the Sadiqah of Yah. Hallelujah. Then what flows from us is the Sadiqah of Yah. Well, what flows from a true Israelite is the true issues of Yah. What flows from a Gentile and a heathen are the issues of the God of their own wicked, corrupt, damnable belly. Their own greed, their own gluttony, their own vileness and their own wickedness. Those are the issues that flow from them. And you can see it in the stench of them. You can see it in their countenance, in their actions, and their attitudes. When one has an attitude that is lively, it causes life around others. You find someone that is damnable and wicked, they will pollute the whole place. You find someone that with the right proper attitude, you will see the attitude change around everyone. Hallelujah. And it begins in your own mind. And it begins there by you applying and allowing the mitzvah of Yah of life to become the principle of the mushah of Yah, His law, His government of your mind. That must be the government of your mind. Your government is corrupt. It's wicked. It's wrong. It's vile. It's based upon the selfishness and covetousness and greed and lies. Mishrav Yah is based upon His integrity, based upon His power and His might. I'd rather live under Yah's government than the government of my self-will, because self-will is going to destroy you. And that is the truth. Hallelujah. Makes no difference whether you stand with me. The word of Yah stands alone. Whether I stand with it, whether I declare it, it still stands. Whether I deny the faithfulness of the word of Yah, Yah's word will never deny Him. Yeshua can never deny the Abba. He can never. So whether I stand on with faithfulness, with sincerity of motive, it makes no difference at all. It still stands. It still stands. I can be the heathen and try to contradict it to appease a people. It still stands faithful. His word is still faithful. Hallelujah. Yah tells us here in verse 24. He tells us to put away from you a perverted mouth. Yah, put away from you a corrupt mouth. Flee from the presence of a fool, will you discern that he is a fool. Listen, brothers and sisters, I don't give a nickel's worth of rat's dung if it's your wife, your son, your daughters. When you find someone that is muttering and always muttering, that is a demonic power. I'm telling you, it is a demon of hell. I'm going to preach on that soon. Maybe next week I will show us, because we are an ignorant people. You say things, Pastor, why? Because I'll search the book. When you find people muttering, what, sister, so, sister, so, brother, so, sister, so, brother, so, you, that's an unclean vile thing. Hallelujah.
Because if they have the true spirit of Yah, if a brother or sister sin is not a sin, a sin unto death, then you have the power to pray for that brother or sister. Come on, Yisrael. And restore such a one. But that is an unclean thing. And what it does, it is a form of idolatrous conjuring spirits of hell. When you find people that, well, she did that, all of a sudden their mind, you begin to watch them, they become deranged. Their thoughts, they're not cognizant of what they say. Their expression become contorted and twisted. Come on, Israel, I know what I'm saying. The thoughts become incoherent. You can't understand what they're saying and the logics of it. It goes from one extreme to the other. It began to dig on that. And then all of a sudden you're lost and you find yourself caught up in that same damnable spirit. And you'll find yourself agreeing with it. So when you find perverted lips, you say, fool, get out of my face. We're afraid to say that, aren't we? The world says it all the time. You fool, man. Did I not tell y'all what the little one said to me the other night? She said, you're silly. See, that's the one that the world of spirit, they just speak what's on their mind. We have the mind of Yeshua. So we defend this mind. We guard the mind because in that mind is the mizvah of life. In him, was it life? Was there no darkness in Yeshua? Come on, brothers and sisters, we got to have that mind. We got to guard that mind. And you began with who? Not your neighbors, it says to you, my brothers and sisters, put away from you a perverted tongue. A tongue that is not wholesome, because a wholesome tongue is a marpe. It is a tongue of health. It is a tongue of haya. It is a tongue of liveliness. And when you are dead, you don't want to be around nobody that's alive. When you are dead, you want to be around dead people. When you are dead, you like those that are as dead as you. You want to be around those that are dead. You don't want to be around nobody that's lively. You don't want to be around those that will live you up to press and even in your opposition, your battles. You want to be around those that are dead. And I'm just telling you the truth. You don't want nobody to get excited about something that will help you. You don't want that. And I use this for an example. I speak this to all of us. And I am the one that is in the front line of this because I can say this. I know that I'm overweight. You understand? So we that are overweight, we don't want no one telling us that we're overweight. We don't want to be around nobody like that. We want to be around those that are sloths like us, that have no energetic desire, no appeal to take advantage of certain circumstances or the wisdom of others. We don't want that. And that's the truth whether we buy it or not. Yeah, we made our bodies to be symmetry, to have symmetry. And our minds to have symmetry. Shape of the mind of Yeshua. He made it to have symmetry, brothers and sisters. Not to be all twisted and twisted out of the synchronized order that Yah made that thing and he spoke to it. Mama, you know what the mind is nothing but? It's nothing but a glob of cholesterol. That's all it is. It's fat. That's all this is. Do you hear me? At least this thing right here has muscular tissues. But this thing right here is just a bunch of fat, cholesterol, and water. And Yah speaks to that. That's all it is. Hallelujah. So as we shape a child's mind with the mitzvah of life, the mape of a wholesome tongue, so we must be shaping, brothers and sisters. We've been left to our own, too long, have we not? And have we not brought shame? You have not brought shame to Yah? All right, just be honest. Hallelujah. A child left to himself will bring shame. And we have brought shame to our Abba. We have brought much shame to him. Much shame to him. Hallelujah. So the mind must be conformed into the image. I will, my brother, of his dear son, Yeshua. We have conformed our minds unto Israel, unto Egypt. And the mind must change. And it began with you putting away that perverted tongue. It is your tongue that is perverted. And perverted lips. Lips that are perverse. Put them far from you. Is that what it says? That's why you flee from the presence of a fool. When you discern in one's lips that they are perverse. Let your eyes look not on right. Let not your eyelids look straight before you. It tells you to ponder the path of your feet. And you will know your feet are being ordained by Yah, because the steps of a Siddiq man, they're ordered by Yah. And there's only one way that Yahweh order your footsteps, and that is in the Torah of life. That is in Yahshua. In anything outside of that, you order in your own. When you're doing your own thing, it's not Yah. When it's not according to the Torah of Yah, you're doing your own thing. When it's not the witness of Yahshua that is right, you are doing your own thing. Ponder the path of your feet. I don't want to go that way. You've been in a place, you say, I will not go in there. I don't want to touch that. I don't even want to look at that. I don't want to be a part of that. There are books and stores I will never touch. I don't touch them. These sleazy little magazines on these front, I will never touch a vile thing like that. I don't touch books like that. Hallelujah. That's why when some of those books come here, and you all that go to these places and they can't get free subscription, you put in for these damn magazines and bring them to this place, you wicked child of hell. I throw them in the fire. They're wicked. They're flat out wicked. You're not going to bring it here. You can go out there and do anything you want to, but here it's not going to happen. For I'm going to be a faithful warrior unto Yah, and I'm going to guard the house. Were you going to lord over us? No, you're doing a wonderful job, Baal. You're lording yourself. The word of Yah will instruct us in his principles and the way to walk. And the way you walk it is not of Yah. But as far as allowing that damnable trash to come in here, I will burn it. I will destroy it. I will not allow it to come in here, not in this place. Hallelujah. I have such a sense of filthiness when I touch it. I don't even like touching it. There's things I will not touch. I don't want to touch them. I don't like touching it. That's why we don't just lay our hands suddenly. Not just any man. We don't lay our hands suddenly on anything. We don't do it. You don't reach down and pull that rock over during the summertime because it could be a pit viper there. You just don't go over and take your foot and turn that old rotted piece of log over. You want to get on one side and roll it back this way, get something and pull it back, don't you? That's the way I will do it, because there could be a pit viper there. Hallelujah. And that's why our spirits are the way it is. When Yah began to roll these old stones back, we began to rise up, don't we? We began to throw our poison. I'm doing what the scripture commands me to do, and I will not stop doing it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So you don't look to the right or left. You ponder the path of your feet, not someone else's feet. You ponder the path of your own feet. You ponder the path of your feet, and let all your ways be established. Where there's only one way that your ways can be established. That's in Yahshua. The ways of Yahshua, they're established. He is the one that has granted unto us power. And Solomon said, turn not to your right, nor to your left. Remove your foot from evil. What evil? The evil thoughts, the evil conjectures, the evil ideas, the evil concepts, your evil perception. You remove yourself from that. Because if you don't, then you're going to be unhealthy. And we're unhealthy because we have allowed the sickness of disobedience unto the Torah of life of Yah. It is causing us agony. I want to read some things. I don't care whether we get upset. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It says this in Mishlei 15:4, the 15th chapter, verse 4. It says, a marpe, or a wholesome tongue, and that's what a wholesome tongue is. It is a tongue of healing. Because someone critiques you, that doesn't mean they're destroying you. Because someone tells you you're overweight, that doesn't mean they're destroying you. If they say you're fat, that's not destroying you. They're simply critiquing you. What's wrong with that? I will, my brother. Someone tell you you're lazy. You exemplify the traits of one that's lazy. You raise hell with that. That's where Israel is. Y'all say you're stiff-necked, you're sin. They say, well, we sin. Someone tell you, you're wicked, sister. Brother, you're wicked. Well, what am I doing wickedly? You know that wicked because a wise man is quick to hear and slow to speak. A wise daughter to Zion, they're just here. One that has the mind of Yahshua, they ponder the matter. And when one is pure, all things are pure.
And those that are defiling are believing nothing is pure. And so mape, a wholesome tongue. A wholesome tongue. I don't care whether it's critiques you. You parents. Your tongue is a wholesome to your child, Deacon Horn. I said to Sister Roberts the other day, I said, I know Deacon Horn doesn't spank this little child. She looks at me and says, Of course, I had to throw that out of my mind. I said, boy, I don't want to see that one. You know, I really don't want to see that. I'm glad he does that in the privacy of the house. You understand. Hallelujah. But his tongue is a wholesome tongue. And he tells her, you little hard-headed thing, stop it. That doesn't mean that he despises her. He speaks health to his child. And so when a wise man, we know that the tongue of the Siddiq or the wise man, there's mape, there's higher, there's life there. A fool despises any kind of correction or knowledge of correction. You get upset. Anger always rests in the bosom of a fool. Always. Always. You know you're dealing with the fool, so you get out of their presence. Hallelujah. So a mape, a wholesome tongue, a tongue that is able to cure. And that's what a wholesome tongue is. A wholesome tongue is able to deliver. Why is it that the world knows how to do that? And we as the people of Yahweh are ignorant as children that are so dysfunctional and disturbed. The world will go to each other for the strength and the character of those that have the ability to help them attain unto their desired place that they want to ascertain. We such an ignorant jackass of a people, we cannot honor those before us that have strengths and have abilities that will accentuate our weaknesses and make us stronger that we can overcome our own perils. We're dumb as hell what we are. You don't have to concur with me. It makes no difference. That's why we're sickly and weak. Because you've been eating the bread unworthily. That's what you've been doing. That's why men are sick, sleepy, and sick. And they're weak. Hallelujah. You're a pretender. And this word is going to find you out. So wholesome mape, a wholesome tongue. A wholesome tongue is a tree of life. Do you all hear that? That's what a wholesome tongue is. That's what a healing tongue is. That's what a mape. That's what a wholesome is, mape. That's what healing is, mape, mape. M-A-R-P-A-Y, mape, mape. So a wholesome tongue is a tree of life. And from that tree of life, you can eat knowledge. You can eat wisdom. You can eat understanding. Come on, Yisrael. Shake your little phony emotions. That's what a wholesome, a mape tongue is. The healing is there. It's not the leaves on the tree. It's going to be healing for all the nations. That's what a mape tongue is. When someone speaks to you the wisdom of God, it's a mape. It's healing there. And the first thing is the resentment of our own corruption. It's one thing about a tree that is diseased. You got to purge it. You got to cut that thing down. You got to prune that thing. You got to prune it back. When you find limbs diseased, you got to prune it back. You got to just cut it back. You got to just cut. And that's what the word of God is going to do to you today. It's going to cut you. I don't care whether you like it. I don't care whether you appreciate it. You got to cut that. You got to cut. You just got to cut it back. And then when you finish, you look at that. That thing looks so ugly. Oh, when a tree is that disease free, when you prune them, they have a beautiful shape. It's uniform. Yes, it is. But when one is diseased, you might have to cut this limb off. Cut that whole centerpiece out. And it looks like a bunch of twigs and just a mismanaged thing, doesn't it? But yet, even the fruits that will come off of that, when it realizes the cutting has been beneficial, there will probably be better fruits than the ones that have an abundance. Why? Because all the nutrients go to those little few fruits. And so the fruit will be more robust and more sweeter and more succulent. Hallelujah. And so that's what you need to let Yah cut you and cut you in your wicked heart, cut you in your mind, cut you in your flesh, cut you in your will, cut you in your corrupt desire. That's what a wholesome amarpe tongue, but those that are perverseness, but perverseness therein is a breach in the ruach. When you find perverseness,
You find a very brokenness and brokenness between you and the Ruach of Yah, the Spirit of Yah. You can't hear Him. When you got this perverseness in you, there's rottenness in you. And I don't care what you say, you can smell rottenness. You ever discover a smell in your home? Are you trying to find out where it's at? And if you don't get that little dead mice out of there, hallelujah, we do have mice in the country. We don't have city rats, all right? You do get mice out here. But not New York City rats that will rob you and cause you to fear them. Sure they will. Rats will run folks out of their home. I see a little mouse, if I can catch him, he's a dead thing. And that little mice, you set something out to get it, and it ate it, and it went somewhere and dropped dead. And you trying to find out where is that, and the smell becomes more intensified. And until you find him, or it, or until it just rotted away, you're going to deal with that. You think you get close to the smell? It's got to be there. And all of a sudden you go there when the aroma is more stronger here. Because it has permeated the place. And that's what rottenness does. Everyone around you will become rotten like you. You're rotten, you're going to make everyone rotten. You have the esprit of life of the high of Yah in you. Then everyone around you will have that, brothers and sisters. If you're a rotten thing, you're going to make everyone rotten. You go out on the street, the drug dealers hang with drug dealers. They don't want those that are hooked on crack. They don't hang with the dealers. They just want their money. And the crack addicts hang with crack addicts. But the dealers hang with dealers. The pimps don't hang with, they hang with pimps. That's who they hang with. They don't hang with the clientele of their whores. And so is with the people of Yah. You find those that are dismal and rotten. They want those that are as rotten as them. You don't want someone with a mape, a wholesome tongue. I want someone to speak with me with a mape, a wholesome tongue. Well, because there's life in that. You're not going to find it any other way, brothers and sisters. That's where that tongue that is mape, it is one of wisdom. It is one of understanding. It has the seven ruachim, as we were taught here on Lazarus Tabernacle. Sukkoth. We were taught of the seven ruachim of Yah. And one that has the mape of Yah has all those seven ruachim of Yah that flows from the issue of their bellies. And that's what they will speak to us. A fool cannot speak that way. That's why you flee. Run. So you began to eradicate yourself from this perverted tongue of yours and this rottenness that's in you. Oh, it is so, brothers and sisters. I'm going to read you something. What scripture says. I want to show us something in the book. Hallelujah. Look at this. Hear this. I want you to hear this. This is in the book of Shurach. Shurach 30:24. This is what it says. It says this is in the book of Shurach. And I do look at the Apocrypha. I like the contents of it. And the wisdom of the speech. It is profoundly wise. That thing's in the Apocrypha, mine, that even when I look at the stroll or the ketu, cafe, scriptures, that the profoundness of that utters with a great sense of profoundness. But it says this in Shirach, chapter 30, verse 24. It says this, jealousy and anger shortens life. You got caught on that one, didn't you? That is the truth. Jealousy and anger shortens life. And anxiety brings on old age too soon. Anxiety. That's why, as I said to us on Wednesday, do not make yourself sorrowful. And there are us that we make ourselves sorrowful. As though that we're living a life that is so circumspectly before Yah, and we're being persecuted because we're right. No, you're being chastised because you're wicked and corrupt. You're being chastised because you are a wicked one. And you don't want to deal with that, but you think in your own perception, your own eyes, all the ways of a man, they're pure in someone else's eyes, are they not? In your own eyes, your own ways appear in your own eyes. Yet your own ways, but no one else's ways are right before you, but your ways are right.
That's why you can draw on that muttering spirit of hell and you just mutter and mutter. That's why Yah has allowed this spirit in these whorehouses, the things you call churches. That's why these preachers get up there and I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, they are conjuring up hell and the folks love it. You tell me the people understand what they say? Oh, I may get loud and talk fast, but you can comprehend what I'm saying. And I'm telling you, they're drawn from hell. They're drawn from hell. The times I just listen to it, it makes me eerie. I said, they don't realize what they're doing. And they're not going to hear a man like me because I don't have the theological acume, hallelujah, that they perceive that a man of intelligence ought to have. Well, I'm not intelligent. I'm a man with the mind of Yeshua. Hallelujah. See, he wasn't like the scribes and the Pharisees who were intelligent, but he spoke like no other man. And they said, surely this man is from the Most High, for he talks like no other man talks. Sure they did. Hallelujah. He didn't talk with the intelligence of the scribes. He talked with the boldness of Yah. He didn't talk with the finesse of the Pharisees, of the Pharisaic order. He talks with the bodaciousness of the Almighty One that he declared that I am the son of Yah. I am. And I declare unto you, I'm a son of Israel. I'm a son of Almighty Yahweh. I don't give a damn what the doctrines of this wicked world teaches. I don't care what their doctrines teach. Hallelujah. And so when one began to have that pleasant mapei tongue, remove themselves from perversion and wickedness, then they will begin to walk in the high of Yah. You find yourself jealousy. You're always full of anxiety. You're going to shorten your life. And that's the fact. Why die you before your time? You get anxiety about what? It's your own wickedness that causing you anxiety. It's the pollution of your own mind. That's the truth, brothers and sisters. If you don't feed the mind, if you don't feed the plants right, do they not become stressed? Come on, Brother James, you brothers, you all fertilize trees. And they do not trees become stressed? And when they become stressed, are they not susceptible to disease? And so that's why your mind is full of disease and pollution. That's why it's full of perversion and corruption. And so when one finds themselves sick, do they not go to someone that is wise concerning the body of man? They go to what we call a doctor, right? So if we are wise in Yeshua, then we will find those that have a tongue that is a mapei. A tongue that has the wisdom of Yah. No, you don't want to look for that. You want to find someone as corrupt and wicked as you are, that they can soothe you in your own damnable corruption and make you have a sense that you have certain qualities that Yah delight in. He doesn't. He rejoices in when we obey Him. We do what He tells us to rejoice. And again, I say, rejoice. That's what makes Yah happy. When He tells us everything that hath breath, He says, I want you to praise me. When you do that, you understand. See, He knows that you trust Him. That's what makes Him delight, my brother. Hallelujah. Not your wicked self-righteousness. So because of your own anxiety, you're going to die. Not only are you going to die in the physical sense, but in the spiritual sense. Well, honey, we were raised that way. I don't care what way you were raised. You were raised wrong. Now you that's in here that your parents raised you, but they raised you wrong. They raised you to be fools. They raised you to be hellish. They raised you to be hoes. Hallelujah. They didn't raise you right. Truth. Truth. And so Yah is trying to raise up as into the full authority of sonship unto Him. So He got to raise. But that's something when you raise up a pile of stench, isn't it? You got to deal with this old stinking putrefied flesh. That's why when it dies, it goes back to a puddle of vile stench. There's nothing that's more raunchy than stinking, rotting flesh. Nothing. Nothing stinks like it. Nothing has diseases in it like flesh. When flesh is rotten, you don't want to touch that. Hallelujah. I was saying to the brothers yesterday, Brother James, Deacon Holm, we were talking. Because I'm an ignorant man, I like to find out what Yah, the way He wants us to do things. And I said to him, I said, truly, brother, I said, really, we are the true expression of Yah as what scripture and my research, that literally you're supposed to bury a body not 4 feet, but 6 feet. You're not supposed to put it in those airtight caskets. You're supposed to put it in a wooden box that the body may rot. And the reason that is so, because that the diseases and everything may dissipate. That's why Yosef said, when you leave Mizraim, you take my bones with you. And what they will do, they will go gather the bones out of the grave. They will go down 6 feet. They will gather the bones out of the sepulcher. They will gather, they will put them in a vase. And they will put another body right there. That's why Yosef and the Messiah said that Yeshua, he can have one of my sepulchers. Family have been buried there. And as a right protocol before Yah, the body is supposed to rot. It's supposed, as Brother James says, go back to the dust of the earth. And man has defied that by putting fluids at the sustain that. You go out there, the jailer's body is probably gone. You go to the bishop and all that, that trash is still there. That old flesh trash. Don't look at me like a pack of hypocrites. We come to the knowledge of the truth, we just obey it. I don't care what we've been raised with. My mother raised me a Baptist. It was wrong. Your mama raised you a Presbyterian, a Catholic. Holiness, Pentecost. It was wrong. We got to be raised in the truth of Yah. Come on, brothers and sisters. He meant for that body to go that way. Faster way. Hallelujah. Not that you put the synthetic thing in there, because the reason they do, because it is the spirit of Mizraim, of Egyptology, because they're traveling on a journey. So you want to keep the bodies intact. No, honey. We're going to put them in the ground where they rot and 6 feet deep. I said, never again 4 feet. They will go 6 feet. Hallelujah. You see, I constructed this barn up here into a nice workshop. Because I told Brother Kevin, I got him a book. He's going to build coffins and caskets. Sure he is. Look at you folks. The wicked has twisted our minds so that we believe that. Come on. The dad know nothing. When they put you in that box of the jailer, she said, I'm all right, mama, bye, daddy. Okay, that's all right. See y'all. I'm going. I see the train coming. See y'all, bye. Don't weep for me. That's the truth. She said, don't weep for me. Weep for yourselves. For woe unto you. Woe unto you. Oh, if she could just speak to us. We are such a twisted-minded people. We have allowed the world to just twist us into a mess. That's the truth. We have been twisted by every kind of religious doctrine, every kind of emotion. It's almost you get something. Sometimes the brothers, when we look, we land blocks, we look for, we have string that we pull. But you don't want knots in that, because it can throw the building off when you land blocks. And when you get that, it's all ravel and twisted and turned. You don't even want to mess with that. You just pull it off and cut it all off. It's almost like out there fishing. And your line just become you. You're not wasting no time with that. And yet Yah has patiently. Don't you know in his patience is our salvation? And we are some kind of a twisted mess. That's why he sends his word to heal us. He sends forth his word, brothers and sisters, to heal us. He sends forth that. And this is our mape. He calls one to speak. He sends messengers, a melech, a messenger, a preacher, koheti, to preach unto us, to declare unto us the whole counsel of Almighty Yahweh. That's what he does. So we don't short our lives because we allow the anxiety and the anger to fester over what? Nothing. Over your own sinful ways. Hallelujah. Just get before the altar and say, Yah, let your word speak to me. That you began to speak healing. The mape of Yah, the wholesomeness of his healing power from your own tongue. Quit acting like children. Quit you like men. Yah told that to the wicked Philistines. When they saw Yisrael, he said, quit you like men. Don't be some kind of a boy. Hallelujah. I've given them unto you because of their wickedness. That's our remedy, brothers and sisters. We hear the word of Yah. We hear Yahweh speak unto us. And if we don't allow him to speak unto us, we're not going to be healed. And that is the truth. I want to show us something here quickly. And in the book of Chronicles, in Dibri Ha-Yahim. Dibri Yahayim. 2 Chronicles 36. It says this in 2 Chronicles 36.
I want you to hear this. Verse 14. Yah says that moreover all the chief of the Kohim, the priests, and the people, they have transgressed much after all the abomination of the heathens. Now, are we the people of Yah? Do we find ourselves here in 2 Dibriyah Yaim, 2 Chronicles? Have we not transgressed? Have we not done much going after the abomination of the heathens of the world? Have we not done that? And polluted the bayit of Yah, which he set apart in Yerushalayim. Have we not polluted the house of Yah? Have we not brought burdens upon the Shabbat and in the bayit of Yah? Have we not brought a sinful attitude in the bayit of Yah on his Shabbat? Have we not done that? When he commands us to lay down all of our burdens on the Shabbat. Bring no burdens in this bayit. Have we not done that? And the reason we have brought them is because of the abominable heathen attitude that we have displayed. Have we not? It's not your neighbor, my friend. When Yah saved you, did he save your neighbor? Did he save you? How sad we are. When we can contribute our misfortune, it is because of our sins and our callous ways, to someone else. Hallelujah. The scripture tells us, those that even despise you and do evil, you do power unto them. You're so wicked. You don't have the mind of Yahshua. You can't obey it. Nobody doing you evil. You're doing yourself evil. Hallelujah. And the reason you do yourself evil, because you're not eating what Yah say eat. You're eating the putrefied, pilkery filth of your perverted lips and your perverted heart. That's what's feeding you. And you're sick. So when the word of Yah, when the wholesome lips speak to you, there's no healing, there's no cure for you. Hallelujah. You find, well, I just don't feel nice. I'm still sick. You are sick in your mind. I will, my brother. Toda for that strength. Hallelujah. I hold nothing back. I'm a warrior. I don't think y'all understand that when I say that. I am a true warrior. Hallelujah. Our sister Roberts, am I a warrior? Huh? Truth, yeah. I am a warrior. And I do not bear the sword of Yah, the word of Yah, in vain. It's not a vain thing to me. It is real. And it's real in me. Hallelujah. So that's what I am. And I want to be on the front line. I want to be in your face with what the word, with the power of Yahshua. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm not intimidated because of our expressions and our attitude. I know what the word of Yah says. This is the mape. This is the wholesome healing power, the cure of Yah, that you may enjoy the life of Yah that he intended for you to enjoy. That's what this is. You may enjoy the mape. You may enjoy the life, the Hayah, that you may say, when you hear the healing words of Yah, you have Hayah. I mean to make you Hayah, Hayah. Get up and make you move. Hallelujah. That's what it does. The enemy does that, doesn't he? They hear the music, they get up and move. Get up and move, get up and move yourself. The whole place come alive. Come on, everybody just, come on, we just got, yes. Hear the word of Yah, that's why we rejoice. That's why it caused the life and the power of this living Torah to rise in us. I'm not going to sit dormant on my Abba, because as the old Kiddush would say, he's done too much for me. Hallelujah. Evangelist Horn would say, if I can't say a word, just let me raise my hand. If I can't walk, if I can't see, just let me acknowledge you, Yah. Hallelujah. I believe that big man meant that too as well. Just let me move my hand. If I can't talk, just let me move my mouth. If I can't walk, just let me move for you, Yah. Hallelujah. That's what the word of Yah does. It is the mape, it's the tongue of Yahshua that speaks unto Israel. It is the tongue that has the Hayah of Yah to produce the power of the living source. It is the living source of Yah, the living healing power of Yah, Yahshua, the living words. We set before him as dead in our own corruption. Hallelujah. I won't do it. They go to a damn ball game and get excited. You go to a nickel dime store and get excited about some rags.
bought a pair of shoes. Hallelujah. Well, he speaks my pain, his cure to my mind. You're not going to be cured unless Yah speaks to you. That's it. You're not going to be healed unless the word of Yah speaks to you. You can do whatever you want to, but this is the source of life for Israel. You're not going to get it in your moping. You're not going to get it in your self-pity. It's not coming that way, honey. You just go right on and mope. You go right on and have your self-pity. I'm going to rejoice. I'm going to rejoice. And when I hear the word of Yah again, I'm going to rejoice again. And then when I hear it again, I'm going to rejoice. I'm going to rejoice. I'm going to be glad. Why? Because there he speaks unto me, and the power of his mapeh, his wholesome word, come forth out of the bosom of Yahshua, and it speaks healing unto my dying being. Hallelujah. So I'm going to rejoice in what Yah says. We have transgressed very much because we have gone after the abomination of the heathens. We have polluted the house of Yah, which he has set apart in Jerusalem. And Yahweh, Abba of the Avat, the Abba, the mighty one of Abraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, look what Yah did. He sent to them by his messenger, his Melech. He sent men to them. They were messengers. They were men that had the oracles of Yah. He sent Melech rising up early and sending them because he had Hamal. He had compassion. Yah showing compassion on Israel today. He caused me to rise up in the morning times early. Yes, ma'am. And that the words may be of health. They may be words of mapeh unto Israel. Rising up early to speak Hamal, compassion. Not to look now. I'm not speaking to you all. It says what? On. It says on. He had compassion on his people and on his dwelling place. We know that we are the bride of Israel, of Yah. Our bodies are the living place of the living word of Yah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And when you rise up early, you ought to let the messenger of Yah, his mitzvah, the living word Yahshua, speak to you. Instead of your own corruption, your own attitude, you let that living word speak to you. You come alive. You become energized. You let your corrupt attitude speak to you. You become hellish and twisted, angry in the morning. Can't say hallelujah. Can't even speak to your wife, your husband, your children. That's twisted out of the heathenistic doctrine book of hell. That is not Yahweh. It is not of the will of Yah. Because his mercies are renewed every day unto us. And for his compassion, his love, kindness to be renewed upon me in the morning, that I can arise and my lips shall not praise him. And I'll allow this unlively, damnable, curse thing to flow out of my mouth. You do not know the power of Yahweh. You are bound. You are in prison under the powers of hell. And Yahshua is not the living strength of your life. You are not free. You are yet bound. Hallelujah. Well, I'm going to make this simple. And Israel can understand. And I am not worried about being dignified. Hallelujah. Or how it is conveyed. I just want the Ruach, the spirit of his truth, to speak unto Israel that you understand his compassion. Even when he corrects you, it's his Hamal, his compassion. We're such an ignorant jackass of a people. But a mother straighten out her child, it is the compassion that calls her to do that. When a mother does that and her father straighten the child, it is his compassion. Not some hatred. Now, times my mother would say, I hate doing this as much as you believe that. Well, Mom, I don't believe that because what you're putting on me, that hurts. But she did that to straighten me out. Hallelujah. She did that to sow the seed right. There's so hard ground out here. You got to plow this stuff. This field here, what we plowed up, putting that shop, that thing never grew anything. Never. The soil wasn't right. It was dead soil when we put it there. You put something out there that didn't produce. I don't care what you put on it. It never did anything. It was rocky. It was not topsoil. That's what topsoil is. It has the nutrients there. There's one thing about virgin soil. There's nothing like it. This spot that I clean off right here for this for the mint. You don't need to put nothing out there. Just put the seeds out there. Hallelujah. I recall, Brother Dell, when we first came in, we planted Garden One. We put nothing out there but beans and watermelons and cantaloupe. We didn't put nothing on those seeds. And they grew abundantly because it was the first time it ever been planted there. And as the weather began to roll the topsoil, that's what the enemy does to your life. He began to roll that away which you trust in. When you first found him, even though when he found you, you were ignorant, you had an esprit, you had a joy, and all of a sudden all the nutrients of the topsoil is washed away from you. And everything is appearing as the old dead, stinking soil. That's all over. That stinks. We're putting those poles in the ground of the day. Brother Pat was on the track, and of course I'm holding that big auger, and she goes down, and then you can just smell the aroma when you get down about 3 feet. It just stinks. Rotten down there. Oh, you do that in Garden One, it's a different thing. But over in that field there, it just stinks. Smell like something that is putrefied. Stinks. No life there. Hallelujah. So you got to allow Yah to put this battle axe, the plow. You got to let him put the tines down in you. Hallelujah. You got to let this sword begin to cut down in that wicked, corrupt, abominable heathen flesh. That's what you got to do. You're heathen. You got to let this word cut down in there. Hallelujah. I don't care. We've tined that field over there, but all the water that comes up, it stinks. It's a rotten water. Sure it is. The water is rotten. It stinks. Has no nice smell to it. It's a surface water. It hasn't gone down and been purified like it ought to be. Hallelujah. See, what we have in these ponds here is what we call runoffs. And there's a little artesian well in that pond over there. What we have down here, there's a flowing stream that flows through the creek all the time. And it flows and it washes out the impurities on out of the water down to the creek, into the lake over there. It settled down as soot in the bottom. This old sluttish water, and it becomes black and mucky down there. Whereby even no fish want to be down there. So you got to get the heart right. It begins in the mind, brothers and sisters. It begins there by getting the mind in order. And then when you get the mind in order, you're going to begin to walk in the mishvah, or the Torah of life. And how you begin to walk in that, you must begin the shemak, you must begin to hear. When you can hear yourself more than you hear the word of Yah, then you know there's something demented and twisted in your mind. You can hear yourself speaking, you can hear Yahshua, you know that something is twisted in your mind. Speak to me, Yah. Yahshua, speak to me. Hallelujah. He said that Yah, he sent his Melach, his messengers, rising up early, sending them, because he had Hamal. He had compassion on his people and on his dwelling place. But they mocked the messengers of Yah. Pastor Roberts, I would never do that. The messenger of Yah say something to you, and he speaks directly to you. And Pastor Roberts, he said that. He made me sick. He said that. Pastor Roberts, come on, you're mocking the messenger of Yah. Y'all have acquired, you're guilty. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And they mock the messenger. The word is going to always find you out. You can hide, honey. You can hide around your wicked flesh. You can hide in your dignified look. You can hide in your little pious looking serene way. But you can't hide. He strips Israel. He makes them bare naked. That's why when Moshe brought about that place, he said, before they come before me and worship me, go make them take baths. Can you imagine? What do you hide? Take a bath like that, sister. Just make them all. That's what they had to do. They had to go bathe. Put on something that's clean. Hallelujah. Put on some clean clothes. Put on the tzaddik righteousness of Yahshua. That's what you put on. He said, they mock my messengers. But Pastor Roberts, preacher, I heard you say this. What do you mean? You said they mocked the Melach, the messenger of Yah. They mocked the messenger. They got crazy as hell with the messenger because he spoke to their wickedness. He spoke to their spirit. And they got mad. He shamed them. Honey, shame me now. I'd rather be shamed now. There's some of you that's nothing going to work for you unless someone shame you. That's the truth. You must be shamed. Rational speak doesn't help you one bit. Because you mutter like a crazy wild man or foolish woman. You're crazy as hell. They mocked his messengers of Yah, and they despised his words. You never despise the words of this preacher. Preach now. Don't answer me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And they despise his words, the words of Yah. And they misuse his Nobi, the prophets. They misuse them until the wrath of Yah arose on his people. Now listen, because we have misuse the tenets of Yah, his wrath, that's why tribulation is coming, has rose upon, did it say the wicked or his people? His people. For what? Till there was no mapay, no remedy, no health, no profiting, no soundness of mind in them at all. Because you're rejected, rebel against his messengers. You have despised those that speak to you in a prophetic utterance. And the anger of Yah has been kindled. And he says now there you that there's no mapay at all. No remedy, no healing. There's no soundness in your mind. There's no soundness in your flesh. You have no sound will, no sound pressing. This is the word of Yah. This is not make-believe. It's not something this preacher's making up. And if you read it in the contextual application, you will see what Yah speaking unto his house here. It is nothing that I'm trying to introduce. It is what the word of Yah says. He's dealing with his people. He said, you call such, your actions have caused this kind of debilitating type of action or response for me, that there is no healing for you. There is no more pain, no remedy. And you will know it's no remedy because your mind is not sound. A sound mind loves sound things. A sound mind loves sound things. I was listening this morning to a little news extension. And they said that if you feed children things that are healthy, we think that children love candy and sweets and all that, but they don't. When I was out with the boys, I said to them, I said to Josiah, he said, boy, that chicken smells nice. He said, I want some chicken. It was smelling wonderful. Boy, they had that aroma out there. That chicken was smelling real nice. I said, boy, when he said that, it was smelling. My. I said, I tell you what, Josiah, would you rather have a piece of cake or chicken? He said, chicken. I said, all right, boy, Abner, what do you want? You'd rather have ice cream and cake or chicken? He looked at me, he said, chicken. Yeah, I want some meat. I don't know ice cream. I want some real food. And so we think that they lack sweets and all that, but they really would rather have the more nutritional thing. Why? Because that's what their bodies desire. Hallelujah. And when we're in the body, if we are the body of Yahshua, we desire the pure word of Yah. We desire the pure word of Yah. We desire the pure word of Yah. If we're not in the true body of Yahshua, then we desire some kind of mutated form of doctrines. But if we're in the body of Yahshua, we want the pure word of Yah, because that is our mapay. That is the healing of our bodies, the curing of our minds, to make them sound. And because we will not listen to the messengers, that those that have raised hell against me, that preacher said that he make me sick as hell. I just, And because of that, their minds are not sound. And so they began to wander. And they began to do their own thing, and they become even the more corrupt. That is the truth. Hallelujah. They become even the more corrupt. And Yah said, my wrath is kindled now that there is no remedy for my tongue to you. Brothers and sisters, you do not want that spirit of Ichabod to be written. Brothers and sisters, do all things without murmuring and complaining. I warn us all here, you better do all things without your muttering and complaining, that you may become unreprovable sons of Yah in the midst of a perverted and wicked generation. You better stop your murmuring and complaining. You better stop muttering and calling upon that spirit of hell because of your muttering and your complaining. It does not speak to mapay, the health of Yah, to you. And you do it. And because we're ignorant, we don't realize what we're doing. So he sends messengers to show us his compassion. I say that again. He sends messengers. He sends melech, messengers to show us his compassions. He sends the Nobi to reprove us and to establish the power of his healing word, that it may be recognized among Israel. We must receive the healing word of Almighty Yah. We must, my brothers and sisters. Hallelujah. I want, as Dawid says here in Tehillim 107 verse 20. This is what Yah does. Tehillim, Psalms 107 verse 20. Yahweh, the wisdom, the instructions, the counsel of Yah, the fear of Yah, the Ruach of Yah, the HaKadosh Ruah. He sent forth his word and he rofat. He healed them. He made them healthy. He healed the individuals of their distress. That's what that rofa is. He sent forth his word and it is to make you healthy. It is to heal you of your distress. It is to heal you of the corruption of your mind. He sent forth his word and healed them. And he delivered them from what? From your own destruction. Your destruction is destroying you. He sent forth his mapea and it rofa. It healed them. It stabilized their mind. It made them sound. It gave them healing. It gave them the assurance of Yah. That's what he's doing, Israel. This is the compassion of Yah among Israel. This is his compassion today. He sent forth a messenger to declare unto us his living words, that we may have the higher, we may have the high, the life of Yahshua in us, and for us to live as Yahshua, for us to live in him is our fullness of Almighty Yah. For us to live as Yahshua, in him we live, in Yahshua we move. We live in the word, don't we? Come on, brothers and sisters. This is where our mind ought to have its life source from, the word. From the word. When our life source is from the word, our minds are taken care of, then that's going to take care of everything else about us. It'll take care of our bodies, it'll take care of our health. Sure will. We got to get the mind right first. The mind must be established. We must let the mind, this living mind of Yahshua, it must be in us. Hallelujah. As the old one said, I feel all right now. Hallelujah. I really do. I could preach for another couple hours here. Hallelujah. I ain't going to do it though. Hallelujah. He sent forth his word. It's the power of his word that heal us. And the power of his word, it deliver us from all of our destruction. It is the wholesome word. The word of Yah is wholesome. It is pure. It is his mapeh. It brings the health. It brings the liveliness of Almighty Yah. It brings the power of Yahshua alive, because the witness that this word that we hear, it is the power of the living truth, of the witness of the truth that's in our life. That's Yahshua. He dwells in Israel. He dwells in Israel. We Israel. His word came unto his lost house, the lost sheep of the house of Israel. That's what he came out of. That's what he came to, the Lord's house. He is not some dead stone. Yah is not the Abba of the dead, but he is the Abba of the living. And if you're dead, he is not your Abba. That's why you look dead. Why? Because you don't have the Ahava of Yah. You don't love his word. You don't love the commands, the mitzvah of Yah. Look what Kephar Peter says in 1 Peter 1:3. I like this. He is the Haya. It says in First Peter 1:3, it says, Barak, Esha, blessed be Yahweh, the Abba of our Master, Yahshua HaMashiach, which according to his abundant mercy, listen now, he has birthed us, he has secured us, he has brought us unto us, he has begotten us again, listen, to a lively, to a higher tikvah through the resurrection of Yahshua HaMashiach from the dead. Do you hear that, brothers and sisters? This hope that we have is lively. When a man got something he's hoping for, it keeps him alive every day. When a man know that he is waiting on that promise that is going to mature or maturate in time, it keeps his heart alive when he's tried, when he's afflicted, he's still waiting on that. I know she's coming, and I've seen her. Oh, my. When that daughter waits on that promise, there's a lively hope. Nothing destroys it. I don't care if she's sick. When you mention that man that is coming, she looks alive. Her eyes began to lighten up. The clarity of her eyes began to shine with brightness. When the man hears of his wife coming from the distance, he can be lying on the back of his back, sick, overtaken. But there's a gleam of lively hope in his eyes. And that expression began to illuminate in his eyes. And the whole arena whereby he's at, it comes alive. And you that's feeling sorry for him, you began to rejoice with him because he has a life. We have a lively stone. And this lively hope is a lively hope. Listen, I don't let the fool rage in his folly, in his heathen ways, and making himself sorry. I have a lively hope. It is a hope that is of higher. It is alive. My hope is not dead. My hope is not some distant. It is now. It is present. Yeshua is my hope and my reason for living and nothing else. You get that lively hope in you, wake up with life in you. You get that lively hope in you, you go to bed with liveliness. When trials come, you're lively. When sickness come, you're lively. When there are tribulations, you're lively. When you've been battered by hell, you're still lively. Why? Because it is the hope that keeps you alive. It is the message of Yah, in Yahshua the Lama, that sustains us and keeps us alive. I will not denounce my Abba. I'm not dead. I was once dead. And trespasses and sin. I had no lively hope, but today I got a lively hope. And when you speak of that hope, it makes something rise up from my inward parts. The rivers began to flow. I began to drink from the cistern, the well of life. He has begotten us by a lively hope. I may have been dead in trespass and sin. And I was the chiefest of them, just like you. But yet he has begotten me through Yahshua HaMashiach to a lively hope. To a hope that is alive. Not to a tikvah that's dead. And it is that hope, it's that tikvah that makes my life glad. When I'm sad, it makes my life glad. When I'm oppressed, it makes me rejoice. When there is no emotion to express, it is the lively, it is the higher tikvah that makes my life fat. And Torah Yah, for the liveliness of his tikvah, he has grafted unto a wretched thing like me. Hallelujah. Yahshua is a lively, tikvah. That's why he's the Abba of Yitzchak, Abraham, and Yaakov. He is not the Most High, the Mighty One of the dead, but he is the Abba of the living. Hallelujah. He is the Abba of the living and not the dead, because my hope is alive. And that's why I long for the coming. Hallelujah. Those saying, oh, I want to see Yahshua. Look upon his face. There to sing forever of the saving Ahava of Yah. I want to look upon his face in the kingdom and sing of the mighty power of his great splendor and the excellence of this living, this higher hope that we have in Yahshua. Even Kephas says in chapter 2 verse 4, he says, to whom coming? And he's talking about Yahshua. To whom coming? To whom coming? To whom coming? First Kephas 2:4. To whom coming? As a living stone. He's not a dead stone. Yahshua is not dead, but he's alive. A living stone, a higher stone, disallowed indeed of men. And we walked in the heathenness of man, we disallowed Yahshua. When we walked in our religious ways, we disallowed him. Indeed, disallowed or rejected a man. But he is chosen. He is chosen of Yahweh. And he is precious. Look at this. You also, Israel. Come on here, people. He said, you also as the lively stones. And that's what we are. We are not dead stones, but we are lively stones. That's all right. Joshua is a lively stone of Yahweh. He said, you also. I'm so glad they included me in there. Hallelujah. I like that. He did not say as lively stone, did he? But he said as lively stones. Hallelujah. He did not say as a lively stone, but he said, you also as lively stones, as lively stones, as high as the life of the power of Yahshua resonate and flow from you as lively stones, are built up a spiritual house, a kadosh office of the Kohen to offer up, come on, spiritual sacrifices accepted to Yah by Yahshua HaMashiach. We ought to offer up lively sacrifices. Hallelujah. Yah did not offer up a dead lamb. Yahshua is alive. Hallelujah. And that lamb was the fullness of his life. It was the fullness of the word of Yah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. They didn't go find a lamb that was rotten in the field and offer that. They offered up the lamb. They nailed him to the stake. They nailed the lively lamb. Hallelujah. He did not deny the Abba. And when the works were finished, he gave up willingly the Ruach of Almighty Yah. We are the lively stones of Yah. Come on, Yisrael. We're not dead stones. Hallelujah. You began to allow your countenance, your mind to be governed by the mitzvah of life. And the more you grow in the wisdom of Yah, the more you understand what the life of Yah is. This life is just a mess, it's a microcosm of what is to come. And as we live this life in the presence of Yah, my, we more excited every day because our lively hope is alive. Why? Because of the resurrection of Yahshua. We are all going to die. That's an appointment unto us. We're going to physically leave this body, but there's a lively hope we have, brothers and sisters. There's a liveliness of this hope. Why? Because we're living to live. We're going to have the high of the Hayah of Yah. Hallelujah. We're not living to die. You're living to live. You can't find that in Buddha. You can't find it in Christendom. You find it only in the word of Yahweh. And that is the truth. We are living. We are lively stone. We must offer up the sacrifices of Totah unto Yah. Totah unto Yah Almighty. And that's what we must do, brothers and sisters. From the grave we cannot praise Yah. Because there's no liveness in the grave. And there's something profound in the book of Sirach. Hear the words of Yah. We will find out who's alive. And who has the liveliness of Yah in them. It says in Sirach 17:26. It says, Yisrael return to the Most High. Return to Yahweh. And turn away from iniquity. And hate abominations intensely. Is that not profound for us, brothers and sisters? I don't care if that came out of a comic book. It's still profound. Come on, let us return back unto the ways of Yah, the Most High, and turn away from our iniquity, our Torah lustness ways, without the governing of the Mishrah, of the government of Yah's Torah. Let us turn away from that, and we hate abominations. We hate our abominable lips and our perverse tongue. We hate it, brothers and sisters. That's why I tell you I hate this nation, because it's a nation of such abomination and lies and filth and wickedness and corruption. It is a wicked nation. It is a selfish nation. It is a nation that's ran by heathens. And you cannot let them form your mind, your concept, and your thoughts of life. We must be free from this nation. Hallelujah. It says here, Sirach says, who will sing praises to the Most High in hell? Who's going to sing praises to Yah in hell? No one. It says, as do those who are alive and give Torah. When we are alive, we will give Torah unto Yah. But he profoundly utters this. He says, from the dead, as from one who does not exist, thanksgiving has ceased. So if you're dead, thanksgivings, a Torah has ceased from you. If you, it's just like you're not even existing. If there's no Torah in you, Torah Yah. He says in some things we ought to give him Torah. Come on, my brothers and sisters. Then why do you give muttering and complaining? That's wickedness. Come on and hear the word of Yah. He speaks with the mopey tongue unto Israel. I read that again. From the dead. as from one that does not exist. Total thanksgiving is not in their mouths, has ceased. None there. But listen, it says, but he who is alive and well sings Yahweh's praises. Those that are alive and they are well, they have the mapay, the help of Yah, they will sing Yah's praises. But those that are dead in sin and those that don't even exist, they will not sing Todah unto Yah. But those that are alive and well, they may be afflicted in their bodies, but they still sing praises. That's the truth. They may be in excruciating pains, but they will still sing Todah and praise, give a lively praise unto Yahweh. Because I have a living tikvah. For me to live is Yahshua. And if I die, then I gain the whole kingdom of Yah. What will it profit any of us to gain the whole world and lose our nefesh, our soul, our being? So when you find those that are dead and those that have no existence in HaMashiach, there is no liveliness of Todah unto Yah. But those that are alive in Yahshua, they will say Todah unto Yah. Hallelujah. There will be a lively praise that go forth out of them. We can think this is immaterial, but that's a lie from hell. When Yah says, let everything that has the life of my power in them, my ru'at, praise him, he means that. And the wickedness and the stubbornness of our flesh says, we can't do that. It was one that had palsy when it cried out to Yahshua, when blind Bartimaeus, and when they cried out, when the one that had the issue of blood, she pressed through for the mapay, the healing words of Yah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And when you don't press beyond you, it shows that you are trusting in you. We got to press on in the word of Yahweh. We got to press in the word of Yahweh. We got to press ourselves by the words. We got to press ourselves in the words. We got to press ourselves by the instruction of the word of Yah. We must be pressed by the word of Yah. Hallelujah. And the word of Yah will press us in the shape. That's what you use a press for, to conform or to make something conformative unto the shape you want it to be. And this is the only thing, my friend, that's going to press you into the shape or the form of the image of Yahshua. Your mind is pressing you in the form of a heathen and a fool. But the word of Yah will press you into the image of his dear son, Yahshua the Lamb. Now that's why he sends messengers unto us. And this word is sharp and powerful. And just like a two-edged sword, it cuts. Hallelujah. I'm glad it cuts. I don't want nothing that's dull. I want something that's right. So I love the word of Yah. It cuts. It's sharp. It's powerful. Sharper than any two-edged sword. It cuts. It separates your flesh from your ruach. Hallelujah. It separates that carnal mind from the mind of Yahshua the Lamb. And that's the mind that we need. Hallelujah. Yah instructs us, listen, brothers and sisters, he wants you to turn away from your wickedness. It is your own wickedness that is impeding you. How do I know? It says in Yeskel, in Ezekiel 18:27. I want to read one verse here. It says here, as Yah spoke unto the Nabi to warn Israel. Ezekiel 18:27. He said again, when the wicked man, you understand what a wicked man is? It is one that defies the Torah, the mitzvah of Yah. Would he tell you to remember the Shabbat? He means that. Would he tell you should not take his name in vain? He means that. Would he tell you don't commit adultery? Is that true? Is that true? So is remembering the Shabbat. Are they written on the same stones? Were they not written on the same stones? You had the four mitzvahs that dealt with loving Yah on one stone. And then you had the six that dealt with man on the other stone. And on the back side of that was the ordinance and the mitzvah of Yah. His instructions unto Yisrael. So he says to Yeskel, he said, again, when you warn the wicked man, he's wicked and he turned away from his wickedness that he has committed. And that's what you need to do. Turn from your wicked attitude. Turn away from your heart and resolve. And the wicked man, he turns. The wicked that he has committed, he turned from that. And done that which is according to the Torah and Mishpat, according to the law and judgment. He does what the Torah tells him, according to what the Torah teaches you. That's why if you have an ought against your brother or your sister, you go and get it right. You lay your gift down and then you go to the altar. You do according to the Torah. It says, he shall save his nephesh alive. He shall save himself. He shall be alive. He shall be a lively one unto Yah. He shall have the higher of Yah. It is your own wickedness that caused the power of this life to be dispersed from you. It's your own sins. It's not the sins of someone else. It's not what someone has done to you. It's what you're doing to Yah. That's what it's about. It is what you are doing to Almighty Yahweh. You must repent of your wickedness. You must change your wicked ways. Well, what do I do, preacher? I want to show you what you do. If you want to live, I will show you what you need to do. Hallelujah. Peter says in 1 Kepha 3:10. You know it. You've read it. But this is what it says. Do you love life? I love life. Now, I'm telling you that I love life. I love living. I want to live with the mapay of Yah. I want to live healthy. Sure, I do. I want to live strong. And I know there are things that help me that shape my attitude whereby that it will be beneficial for me. I want it. I don't care whether it's natural. Whatever it is, I want it. It's the mind of Yahshua shows how to utilize those things. It says in 1 Kepha 3:10. It says to you, Israel, for he that will love Ahava life, I love the high of Yah. I love living in Yahshua. I love the fellowship of his people. I love that. He that will love life and see beautiful, tough days, let him first of all, do you love life? Do you want to see life? So is this talking to you or me? Come on, it's talking to me. He said, you that will love life and see tough days, first of all, refrain his tongue from evil. Because it is the wholesome words of the Mape words that speak health to the bones. Because you speak with muttering and wickedness, you don't have health in your bones. Come on, brothers and sisters. You don't realize what the words out of your mouth, what they do to you. I am a man, I say to my wife, I will say, listen, daughter to Zion. You may think you know what you're saying, but I am a messenger of Yah. I hear what you're saying. You feel what you're saying. I hear what you're saying. Do y'all hear that? See, many times you speak with how you feel. You speak with how you feel. Hallelujah. So I hear what you said in your feel of your speech. And your feelings are corrupt. They're tinged with you. The word of Yah is the strength of his character. It's the beauty of his dynamic power that he has given unto Israel. So I love life. And I sure want to see tough days and beautiful days. You began first of all reframing your tongue from evil. Stop your lying and your talking. Sons of Israel, daughters of Zion, stop your damn lies. Your wicked utterance of vain words. Stop your damnable muttering out of your mouth. Quiet, huh? I will, my brother. Because I love life. I love living. I'm telling you the truth. I love living now. You want to die, just keep doing this then. I love living. And I want to live. I want to live. And I want to have the mape. I want to have the healing and the health of my bones too. Let you begin with reframing. Let him reframe his. Now does it say your neighbor's tongue or your tongue? Whose tongue? Come on, people. His tongue. And your muttering is about always the neighbor, someone else. A wise one would judge themselves. Because when they judge themselves, they would say, I don't need no one. I'm judged, yeah. And so the word of Yah doesn't offend them. You're always speaking evil with your muttering witchcraft spirit. And that thing is poisoning you. It is killing you, honey. It ain't killing them. It's killing you. It says, first of all, refrain your tongue from evil and your lips that they speak no perverse guile, lies. You speak on things that you don't even know to be accurate and true. Stop it. You stop that damnable, twisted mess. Shut your wicked mouth. Let there be no guile. Speaking lies. Speaking with extortion. Let there be no guile. Now, he's talking to you. Oh, I want you to say that to me because I got this. Out of all the scripture, all the verses in scripture, ketu, this is one I got laminated on a little card in front of my desk. Oh, I know what it says, but I got this one here because I love life. I love life. You don't have to love life. I love life. Mama, you're getting old, but love life. Hallelujah. I'm going to love life. Yes, sir, because I know that I have a lively tikva. My hope is alive. My hope is in this. My hope is in life. Listen, my hope is not in death. My hope is in life because there is a resurrection for those that have died in HaMashiach. But my hope is a lively world. My tikva is lively. So you that will love life and see the beauty of the day of Yah. When you arise, you just say, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because from the grave, as that we said, you cannot praise Yah. I think I'll testify while I have the chance. Oh, I think I'll testify while I have a chance. Oh, I think I'll testify while I have a chance. You know Yah have been tough unto me. Oh, I think I'll sing a song while I have a chance. Oh, I think I'll sing a song while I have a chance. Oh, I think I'll sing a song while I have a chance. You know Yah has been tough to me. Oh, I think I'll walk this walk while I have a chance. Oh, I think I'll walk this walk while I have a chance. Oh, I think I'll walk this walk while I have a chance. You know Yah has been tough unto me. Oh, I think I'll bless Yahweh while I have a chance. Oh, I think I'll bless Yahweh while I have a chance. Oh, I think I bless Yahweh while I have a chance. You know Yah has been good to me. Oh, I think I brought Yahshua while I have a chance. Oh, I think I brought Yahshua while I have a chance. Oh, I think I brought Yahshua while I have a chance. You know Yah has been tough to me. Oh, I think I'll praise Yahweh while I have a chance. Oh, I think I'll praise Yahweh while I have a chance. Oh, I think I praise Yahweh while I have a chance. You know Yah has been tough to me. Well, I think I Torah Yah while I have a chance. Oh, I think I Torah Yah while I have a chance. Oh, I think I Torah Yah while I have a chance. You know Yah has been tough to me. Oh, I think I have a Yah while I have a chance. Oh, I think I have a Yah Oh, while I have a chance, oh, I think I have a young. While I have a chance, for you, Yah has been tough to me. Hallelujah. That's all right. I got a little carried away. I feel all right, as the old folks would say. I feel it in my bones today. It is aliveness in my bones. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just like Elisha, when the dead body was thrown upon him, it came alive. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. So while we're alive, we have a chance. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You may be seated. For he that will love or have a life, in see 12 days, let him refrain his tongue from evil, and his lips from speaking lies and guile. Look, my brothers and sisters, let him hate evil and do tov. You do tov unto those that despitefully use. You do tov. And let him seek shalom and pursue it. That's what you do. And you will know, brothers and sisters, that you have the Ahava of Yah in you. I want to close with this verse here. Now, I can preach on this for the next 2 or 3 months, but I cannot go any further because there's many things that we need to talk about and preach on. Hallelujah. As we prepare for Pesach here on the week after next. But this is how you know you have the life, the higher in you. As Yochanan says in 1 John chapter 3, verse 14. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I like this. Israel, for you know that you have passed from death to higher to life, because we love the brothers. He that love his brother or love not his brother abides in death. You will know you have passed from death moot unto higher, that there's a pure love for Israel. It is one thing that Elder Bynum, that he says, and it is so genuine. It is so pure from the man's love that I love. He says to me, Pastor Roberts, I love Israel, and you know it's genuine. You will know your path from death, from muth, unto higher, the high of Yah, where you have love for your brothers and your sister. And you will know you got love for your sister and your brother when you suffer long with him. Love suffered long. And that's what the Ahava of Yah does. You can suffer with your sister in her weak ways, your brother in his immaturity, but you still speak the wisdom of Yah unto them. Hallelujah. And you that do not love your brothers or sister, you have death in you. And there's one thing about the sure sign of love. It is honest. Hallelujah. You live honest before each other. That's what the scripture tells us. To live honest before one another. Hallelujah. I don't have to hide nothing. I said to the brothers yesterday as we were talking, I said, I put him back the little change that comes in here because for the things we need to do and for the hard times. And we go ahead and get what we need. So when the times get hard, because times are going to get hard. You hear me? We have confidence in Yah, but he has always raised up men that are wise and can understand and foresee a pattern of things that we may prepare for that. Hallelujah. Come, you know it's a hurricane coming through. You want to prepare for it, don't you? Okay, then that's what we do. May the rock of Yah rest upon you all. May the strength of his Hamashiach feel your love, and may the word today, the marpe of Yah, the wholesome healing power of his word, heal you all. Hallelujah. And be strengthened, Israel, you that are listening by the live stream. We welcome you. We told you for your kindness, for your generosity, and your blessings toward Israel. Hallelujah. May Yah strengthen you all. Told you for your offerings and your gifts, all that you send. Yah barak you. Bless you all, Israel, that are listening. Let us stand to our feet. Hallelujah. Come on, you all, and sing for the honor of Yah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. For it is by the excellence of your truth that we come before you and delight in Yeshua, the living word. Bless Israel, your people scattered abroad. Those that join us today on the live stream, we ask all things in Yeshua's mighty name. Take those down the highway safely as they journey in this inclement weather. But we do barak you for the rain, Yah, for we need it for the soil, for the gardens. We told that you, O Maria, for all things, in the precious name of Yeshua the Lamb, the lively tikva of Israel, we barak you. Israel cried, hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.